7:41, thanks to both our superintendents for being with us. Okay, the debate. The debate. Is it a real tree or the fake tree thing?
Okay.
Peer-reviewed study released last year compared the carbon footprints of artificial and natural trees. And, of course, that is what the benchmark should be.
No.
Oh, okay. The findings show that the difference in environmental impact, oh, dang, there's Kat's favorite word, between the two is negligible, with artificial trees having a slightly larger impact. Cutting down and buying a Christmas tree has less of an environmental impact than the daily impact of somebody living for one day in U.S. America. So see, it's
really
novel. That's right. And if you'll consider, the popular argument's always been, as far as artificial trees are concerned, that artificial trees have a bigger impact if they're made in China and then they're shipped to the United States.
Sure.
Yeah, let's go to that. Well, it turns out long-distance transport from China is pretty efficient compared to how far a consumer might drive in their vehicle that's not tuned up properly and spewing junk out into the air.
Or electric.
Right, to go buy either kind of tree. I mean, think about that. And the trucks that transport the trees, well, you know, I don't know how efficient they are. And then there are the LED lights, of course, which lessen your holiday carbon footprint. And, of course, that is what we like to talk about is our holiday carbon footprint. Anyhow, but if you'll consider, your basic 7-foot tree is about 12 years old. And it takes at least 8 years to grow one that anybody would want in their house, you know, that wouldn't look like a Charlie Brown tree.
Right.
But also, trees provide a habitat for birds and insects. Yeah, but they also absorb carbon dioxide. So there you are. Trees get a second life in many communities where they're collected and recycled and either burned or chipped up, and that way they can be used as mulch. So which way do you go?
I'm a fake guy.
Yeah.
I did the real tree for 2 years because I've never done it before.
Yeah.
I was done.
Well, yeah. See, and I've been through a lot more Christmases than you have. I mean, I've done the whole thing, go out. Nothing like, you know, going out to cut down your own Christmas tree when it's 93 degrees outside.
I did
you know,
that.
Put that on top of the car and, you know, take it home and all that other stuff. But, yeah, or now, like you, I mean, I put the tree up in about, I don't know, it took about 15 minutes, I guess, yesterday.
Boom, so, boom, done.
Yeah, well, I put the little individual branches and we bend them around and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, that's, so, there.
Bend them around, I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. They have, you know, they bend so that sure. You can, you know, tweak
them
around.
You got to make them a little fuller.
Sure. Hey, 'tis the season for Christmas parties.
Hey.
Including the much maligned office Christmas party.
Oh, now those aren't so bad. Dun,
dun, well, dun. Depends. Now, you may have been to some good ones and some bad ones. I've really only worked for one company, like, forever, so you know, ends up being the same people. But, I mean, look.
These are always good ones.
Yeah. Here's the deal. Right. By the way, if you're having a Christmas party this year, you are of the 68% of companies that are planning some sort of an event.
That's better than last year.
It is. 61% for the last 2 years, and so that is an upswing. Survey by a company called Glassdoor shows that just 4% of employees place a party among the top choices for holiday perks.
Huh.
My guess would be money. Well, I mean, think about it.
Way to go out on a limb.
Well, yeah. The deal is you spend maybe 40, 50, 60 hours with your cube rats. Why do you want to go have a party with them?
Well, maybe they're your only friends.
Okay. Now, and then if you get to the Christmas party, do you hug the coworker who you saw 5 hours ago? You know what I'm saying? See, it just it's a different, whole different deal. And, you know, some people do. That's important. Some people don't. Many companies cut their guest list to keep costs in check, so that sometimes means significant others can't come along.
Really?
Oh, sure. I mean, if it's a party in the office necessarily, yeah. And, you know, of course, the other thing you think about is if your spouse comes along, then somebody's going to need to take care of the kiddos. And if you don't have a grandma or grandpa around, then that could cost you something as far as child care is concerned. Do you need to dress up? Is there some sort of dress requirement? Fortunately, there wasn't for ours. And so I was able to wear the same tennis shoes I wear to work.
Oh, my gosh.
Not really. But anyway, so, you know, but the good thing is if, in fact, you are going to a Christmas party, then consider that there are 68% this year that are having a Christmas party. And, you know, from that standpoint, I'm glad to hear it's headed up. But then, of course, there are new employees, too, you know. people. Well, I'm working with two new employees.
Yeah.
Who had their first Christmas party not too long ago.
Yes.
Oh, my first Christmas party was last year. No, I begged.
Well, were you at the party here in Bryan College Station?
Yes.
Oh, were you?
Yes, I was. I was the person who sat on the couch and didn't really talk to anyone and sang Crazy.
Oh.
By Patsy Cline.
Well,
that was last year, but this year,
I stand in a room and don't talk to anyone. Is that the same thing?
Focus on the Family is brought to you.